The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There is a viral clip of Joe Rogan going around right now talking about the pros of UBI, Universal Basic Income, and this is a topic that is circulating a lot in both the Republican and the Democrat Party right now. Before we get into why UBI is not what people think it is, I want to show you that video from Joe Rogan and what he talks about. Here it is.
There's a lot of people that feel completely disenfranchised by the system that's currently in place now that I think is going to be upended by AI. So there is an opportunity for them to do something completely different. And the positive aspect of universal basic income is that, first of all, I think we could both agree that if an enormous amount of jobs just go away, that probably is the only way to sustain society. You can't just have people go poor and go hungry when we have unfathomable wealth that's being created by these same systems,
right?
So universal basic income, on one hand, has a lot of hope because there is this potential that you now no longer. So we're locked into this situation where you think that you're working and you have to work because you have to take care of food and you have to take care of shelter. And that this is what most people are doing with most people in this country right now are working check to check. They're living paycheck to paycheck and they're essentially getting by. And any catastrophe, medical or otherwise, will eliminate all savings instantaneously, and they're doomed. And so what they're doing is just working, giving most of their life just to sustain whatever state they're in currently. And that's very frustrating for people because they don't think they ever get ahead, and they don't think they have any potential to get ahead. So if something comes along that takes care of that aspect of life, so if universal basic income can provide you with food and shelter, now you no longer have to think about food. You no longer have to think about shelter. Now you have to find meaning.
So I can understand why people would be wary of AI. I think regulation might have to occur. I think that people who say they know what's going to happen with AI really don't. I think everything is speculation at this point, and we're going to just figure it out along the way. Every problem, though, going back to UBI, that Joe is talking about in that video can be solved with basic personal finance education. That's the big problem, is most schools in most states are not actually teaching kids how to have successful finances. However, universal basic income is not the way. It's not. Universal basic income is the idea that the government is going to pay every single person in America their basic living expenses. And I don't know, again, we don't know what that number is going to be. I think there's going to be a lot of debate if we go the UBI route into what that is. But it could be, you know, $3,000 per person from Uncle Sam every single month. And it sounds nice in theory. I mean, getting free money is always a good thing. The problem is it ignores basic free market economic principles. And it's not free money if you look at it. The first problem, there's kind of four big problems with this. The first problem is obviously the cost. The goal of UBI is to provide the basic living expenses. I don't think that's a straw man of the argument. That's what the UBI people want. That's what Andrew Yang was huge on in 2020 when he ran for president, for example, and he still is. I really don't see that number being less than $2,000 a month per person if you're thinking about it. And that's really conservative, right? I mean, $2,000 a month is really not, for most people, enough to live off of. Obviously, the government tends to go more conservative on things like this. But let's just say it's $2,000 per person. So if you're married, you get $4,000. Does that pay for your basic living expenses? Kind of, right? Like you could go find a studio apartment and it would cover, you know, some basic transportation and food, which is kind of what UBI is supposed to do. So let's say it's $2,000. There are 341 million people in the United States right now. So for each of, so basically, if you wanted to do a UBI of $2,000 per month for 341 million people, that would be $682 billion a month. So it would dwarf everything else. I mean, that would be literally larger than our entire budget right now. Our entire budget is about $5 trillion. That would be more than $7 trillion. So that's the first problem. The next problem, which goes hand in hand with this, is the inflation. The definition of inflation is more money chasing fewer goods. And in this scenario, by definition, the amount of money the US is printing would be fixed because it'd be a UBI. So people are like, that money is churning out. We know exactly what that dollar amount would be. In this example, it'd be $682 billion a month. In that same scenario, the production is not fixed. You know, this would be people. Some people would still want to work because they'd want more than $4,000 a month. Some people would work less. That amount of production would change greatly. In fact, I think there's a, you know, we'll talk about this in a second, but I think it'd be a very difficult argument to make that production would go up. So what you're going to have is this is going to be hugely inflationary, which in turn would make the UBI worthless in the first place. That's the problem. $2,000 a month would turn into $1,000 in just a couple of years because of a program like that. And this leads us to the next problem, which I alluded to. Since UBI goes to everyone, regardless, doesn't matter, rich or poor. And even if they put some sort of cap on it, like, oh, the top 5% can't get it, it goes to virtually everybody. It reduces the motivation to work. Because imagine for a second, and I'm just thinking in my own head here, if I made $4,000 a month, what would I do? Probably what you could do, I think a lot of people do this, is you wouldn't work. You would go to a beach in Thailand all year long. Because again, why would you not? Because you can easily live off of $4,000 in many, many places in the world. And again, you're still going to be getting that check for doing absolutely nothing, and you're probably going to be living like a king. That's what I would do. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense. So there's no motivation to work, which of course kills production. Frankly though, beyond the money, because at the end of the day, money is really not what matters. I think at the end of the day, what is the most dangerous and at a deeper level is that it kills your motivations and ambitions and meaning. And that's something that Joe actually mentioned in that clip, which is good. Beyond the inflation, beyond the economic turmoil we would face, I think the scariest part of UBI is the fact that it creates more bums in the world. And I'm not saying that from a point of view as I don't want other people to be bums only. It's that I don't want to be a bum. I want to actually have meaning in this world. I want to create value, not just for myself and my family, but also for other people in my community. I think the UBI teaches you that you get your value from the government and not from God or your ability to provide for your family or serve your customers or innovate, which is what free market economics is all about. Now, what's interesting, I think, about the UBI debate is we actually have some recent history to show us all the things that I just said. It's not really a theory at this point. A lot of it can be theorized. I understand that we can argue about this, but we experimented 5 years ago with UBI when it came to COVID. We all got the stimulus packages, and we have to remember what happened. What happened during it? We cannot forget history. People were depressed. People weren't working very much. There were a lot of bums. Inflation went through the roof. We're still kind of coming down from that right now. And production halted completely. So it's not just a theory. This isn't just me blowing smoke and saying things that I don't really know is true. We know what happened. And that was just a tiny taste. I mean, I think overall they sent out like $4,000 per person. In this scenario, it could be $4,000 a month. So if you didn't like the inflation that was going on in 2021, just you wait for what's going to hit us if we take on some stupid UBI policy like people are talking about. Speaking of some other socialist programs that are not working in the United States right now, Kansas City has a state-sponsored grocery store, and it has completely failed. And why do I bring this up? The reason why I bring this up is because this is what socialists like Zohran Mamdani are proposing we do in our big cities like New York. And it turns out we have a case study already. It was in Kansas City. Take a look at how it went.
It's clear this Sunfresh at 31st and Prospect is struggling. This is the first section people see when they come in. There's barely any produce. A lot of the coolers and shelves around the store look the same way, empty. So shoppers have been asking us, if the store isn't closing, then where is all the food?
A rotten smell comes through the door, and anywhere you turn, you'll see products that need to be restocked. No hot food or deli.
The grocery store has received financial assistance from the city, but has been unable to keep those shelves stocked in an area that in the past has often been referred to as a food desert.
The city owns the Linwood Shopping Center. A nonprofit operates the grocery store.
Yeah, it turns out the government sucks at everything. We know this. We've not, come on. Can we please stop going through this, guys? The government does not do these things well. I cannot fathom why we think this would work anymore. We've tried this so many times. Other countries have tried this even much more than we have. A profit is what incentivizes companies to be great. Every entrepreneur or business owner understands this. Every single one. This show, for instance, this show is a company. It's a business. I live or die by how successful this show is. I get a profit that comes off the top because I own it. And so if I make, and obviously that's after all my expenses, that's the profit. And so if I make crappy videos, I'll get a crappy salary. I will. So I am incentivized to make better videos. That's what I'm trying to do every single day. And if I just got paid some sort of base salary from the government for doing this show, it would suck. You know, it would not be the same no matter what. It just couldn't be. This show would suck a lot more. And the reason why is because I would have no incentive to do anything, you know, everything in my power really to make it great, which is what you do under a free market system. And that's why these grocery stores don't do well, and they never will do well. You'll never see a case study where a government-run grocery store will work. It will never work. They don't have investors. They don't have business owners that need it to succeed. Instead, this is kind of the crappy part of it and how it's so corrupt, is the government makes us the investors, because we're at the end of the day paying for this, since we pay through our taxes or through inflation. And then it does a crappy job because there's no accountability there. It's not like a traditional business. It just happens kind of in the shadowy bureaucracy, excuse me, rather than us actually being able to hold them accountable. If we could hold them accountable, I suppose it might work a little better, but I seriously doubt it. If I were Eric Adams or Andrew Cuomo, who are obviously running against Sohrab Mamdani in New York, I would be playing that video of Kansas City on repeat so that the people of New York can see how idiotic and economically illiterate Sohrab Mamdani is. How he's been, you know, in order to support government-run grocery stores like this big failure we've seen in Kansas City. If you're trying to scale your business, listen up, guys. Sales and marketing specialists are both essential for you growing your business, but sometimes the quality of talent's not great, and it can be really expensive to hire people, and that's why I partnered with Leverage Assistant. Leverage Assistant connects American businesses like yours with accountants, data analysts, marketing specialists, and sales assistants working the exact same time zones as your business for a fraction of the cost. And the average company right now with Leverage Assistant is saving over $20,000 a year in labor costs. They're not a recruiter. They're not a marketplace. Leverage Assistant is a high-touch resourcing solution where every assistant is vetted through 12 hours of interviews, skill tests, reference checks, and behavioral assessments to ensure that the right cultural and operational fit for your business, and so that there's no risk to you at all. They're offering 1 month free so you can see how high quality their talent is and how easy it can be for you and your business. So to get that 1 month free and to check it out, head to the link in the description below. Apparently, makeup is for men now. Ulta, which is one of the biggest makeup companies in the world, just chose a trans dude for a new makeup line in their company. It's kind of hard to watch, but take a look at the announcement.
Gideon Hair is now at Ulta, and I'm here to see the display for the first time, you guys. Hi, honey. What's your name?
Paulina.
Nice to meet you, Paulina.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. What's your name, honey?
Boom.
Nice to meet you, Lil. We're going to see what Gideon Hair looks like at Ulta for the first time. It's going to be Ulta fun. Okay, let's see it. She's so pretty. I got highlights since then. You guys, do you think it's pretty?
It's gorgeous.
Do you think she's gonna get along with all of her other new Ulta friends?
Gorgeous.
She fits right in. She does, right? JVN Hair is now at Ulta Beauty nationwide. We love the hair you have.
I'm a very happy person, generally, but this video makes me want to off myself completely. There is not a single person who watched that and thought it was authentic. It's like music. It's literally musical theater. But not the good musical theater. I actually like musical theater quite a bit. I like Broadway, all of that. This is like your sixth grade son or daughter's presentation where they're not even on stage. They're just in their classroom and they're just laying it on so thick. And you've got that diva in the classroom just laying on so thick. And you just know, wow, this is the least authentic thing I've ever heard. That is this person. Even Paulina, by the way, in that video, the Ulta worker, was incredibly scared. You can see it in her eyes. She's like, hello, you're too much for me. It's crazy that companies do this. I don't really understand it. This is a brand that is known for making women beautiful. That's their whole thing. Their whole thing is beauty for women. And now what they've decided to do, and people do this all the time on the left, and I cannot understand it, is they betray the group that pays them, all their money has made them the company they are today, and instead they're bringing in a man with a beard cosplaying as a woman. That's how they've repaid their customers. Again, I'm not a woman, but I would imagine this would be incredibly offensive to them. Women, let me know in the comments what you think about this. I am excited to announce that the Josh Carr Show is now on We The Free. We The Free is a conservative streaming platform that allows shows like mine to say what I want without big tech trying to influence what I say, which happens a lot more than you'd think. They've got fantastic shows right now ranging from politics like mine to tons of Second Amendment content that are incredibly fascinating, guys. They're good for people who are seasoned veterans into firearms or even just getting into it like myself. Head to the link in the description below to support conservative media as we take back the American culture and fight the legacy media. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please like this video so that other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money.